Well, let's go back to the Obama question, a progressive perspective. Again, I would like to determine as best we can to what degree Barack Obama is a spirit in action or whatever the contrary part of that is. Let's put him in different categories. What items in his presidency and how he actually worked things out speak strongly in favor of him being a shining light in terms of spirit in action?
Firstly, I think within Obama himself, I mean, he has this remarkable mother who had, I mean, her life in some ways is just a mess, and he was lucky that he had these grandparents, and yet she's also a spirit. I mean, she burns brightly. She could never join any one religious group because that would make her feel like she's cut off from sort of larger sort of worlds of meaning. So she's a searcher, seeking. Her whole life and reaching out to others and making, trying to draw people together. And I think that is deeply in him, that outward reaching, caring, somewhat, looking on life as an observer. I mean, there is a certain quality of detachment that she had since she was an anthropologist, and that he has as well, looking in often perspective that's requisite to from, growing up in Indonesia and Hawaii and never really being home and never really living in a black community till he moved to Chicago and all that. But I think this is a seeking, questing, meaning seeker type of human being who asks big questions, who in the time that he's a community organizer in Chicago, he's working in churches mostly in doing his community organizing. And asking himself, what's missing in my own life here? I mean, am I missing something by virtue of always standing a little bit outside of any particular, religious commitment, spiritual commitment? Would I be a deeper spiritual person if I committed to something? And that really was the issue for him because his mother's life was rootless. She's a cosmopolitan, a citizen of the world, right? The fundamental decision he makes for his life is no, that, I mean, I respect that. I have a certain integrity, but he's drawn into the black church tradition because he sees that it could give him a depth, a rootedness, that he can get deeper spiritually, just being a grounded person, more if he claims a name, an identity, a community, someone he's accountable to. I think that need to sort of root his moral spiritual request in something, in the idioms of the black church, was very important to him. And it shows up in his speeches. That speech he gave after Gabby Giffords was shot, you had the use of black church repetition, of the saying of a phrase over and over. You had what in the black church context is called a close, although he had an Obama semi-close before that, but he had the close, the image of a little child, playing in heaven, and the sort of the, what they call in the black church is called a take-home message. The elements of a sort of black church sort of preaching and idioms and the like are very much in him, and he hasn't had that many opportunities as president to sort of speak in that pastoral voice, since mostly he's just worried about how am I going to get the 60th vote out of the Senate. When he accepted the Nobel Peace Prize, he got those secular Swedes on their feet cheering, and Finns on their feet cheering for him when he talks about the divine spark that's in every human soul. That's what makes it all worthwhile, is to allow that spark to flourish and that we need to be true to it. So I think that this is all in him.
Well, then, what things would you list?